Okay, this is Avoiding People, Session 3 with...
Don.
And MJ.
And I am MJ.
I'm Don.
I don't know why we do the reverse name thing,
it's
but...
It's just fun to do.
Apparently we're doing it.
So.
Third episode.
Yes, and...
Still in the same goddamn studio.
I know.
Working on my microphone.
Those of you loyal listeners probably figured that out by now.
Or people who have listened to the very first podcast have listened to the one that we're on currently.
Yeah, so it's really not loyal. It's just those
who
have
the
listened.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, you probably figured out that we are in some sort of big space with a lot of echoes,
yes.
And there are people very near us just murmuring in the background.
Wait, is that a train?
That's a train.
That's a train. It's good.
Well... Times. That aside, you're just going to have to deal with it just like
yes,
we do. Point is, last week I teased about certain books and video games that...
Every episode is a blur to me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm,
it's because of your drug habit.
Well, that's part of it, but I just
wipe it.
I try to forget these episodes.
Well,
each one.
Well, I didn't forget. And anyway, you know... I did have a few books and video games in mind. Today I'm just going to talk about one.
One of two.
One of both.
Okay.
Let's say that. Why don't we just pick one out? Okay.
We didn't do any show prep, obviously.
Obviously. But you know what? The book I'm going to talk about it's the one I've been reading. It's the Bartimaeus trilogy. No, not Brissinger.
Okay? Oh, you are a fan of that one.
I'm a huge fan of Brissinger. And I'm sure I will talk about that. We'll bring it up. But for right now, I want to talk about...
Brissinger! Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Is that okay? Are you going to interrupt again? All right.
I will probably.
Regardless, the Bartimaeus trilogy by Jonathan Stroud. Mm. It's about a young magician in London in modern day.
Mm.
And it's just really, really well written.
Hold on.
What?
Magician as in an actual magician? As in like he can perform
magic? As in
magic?
One who uses and performs magic, yes. Not as in like some
Job
show clown. Job from Arrested
okay.
Development.
So he's just
not
a wizard.
He is not a wizard.
Why
wizard
not?
Because I, at least as far as I understand it,
isn't
from reading
Harry Potter
all these books,
a wizard,
yes,
not a magician?
Yes, Harry Potter is a wizard, not
right.
a magician. This kid is a magician. He doesn't have a wand. Okay, he summons spirits, and they're called. They have names for him.
What
I'm
are
not
going
to go ahead and pronounce them.
Name one.
They're just kind of demons.
Name one of them.
Afrit. Okay, that's like a powerful ass one. All right.
It's a what?
It's a powerful.
Is
one.
It a bird?
No, it's not. It's like a big ape type thing.
Afrit?
Yeah, and
Afrit.
Demons can use magic and stuff like that. But the magicians summon the demons to do their bidding. That's
right.
What makes them magicians. They don't actually even use magic. They just are able to summon these guys.
Isn't that kind of magic, though?
Yeah, it's kind of magic. Okay. Point is, they're magicians.
Okay.
And the character, one of these spirits, one of these demons that this younger magician summons, just the two of them, great characters in themselves, they clash and everything like that, and it creates, you know, it leads them into hilarious and pretty action-packed adventures.
Hilarious?
Hilarious. The the guy, Bartimaeus, the main, you know, the
who
title
is
character. He is the demon that this young wizard or magician summons. You fucked me up, goddamn. Now I got
what's
now
the magician called?
Nathaniel is his name.
Nathaniel?
Okay. Nathaniel. And he's
like Nathaniel Boone?
I don't know who that is.
I was like Daniel Boone.
Oh.
But I just call him Nathaniel.
Have you ever heard of this one story? It's Nathaniel something, and it's like, it's about...
the Blue Ox.
No, that's not it. I've just been thinking about this for the last like 2 weeks, and I can't remember the short story.
Well, give me the premise of it.
The premise of it is this. It's not Nathaniel. It's Goodman. It's Goodman Brown.
Who's that?
It's actually, I don't know if it's Goodman Brown. It's just Goodman.
Who the F is Goodman Brown? Why did I just say the F? Who the fuck is Goodman Brown?
I don't know. Actually,
awesome story, Don.
I know.
This is great. No, don't pause it. Don't pause it.
I'm just
gonna listen to it. No.
I don't want people to do that.
No, they have to listen to
it.
Like, well, Don stopped it, and we're restarting it, and I don't like. Don't ever do that again. Right.
And we're back. It's always fun to do.
Don't ever do that.
It's always fun to do.
All right. So this Bartimaeus.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what the trilogy is called? The Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus trilogy. Yeah.
Okay.
The
what
first book is... I finished The Amulet of Samarkand last week, and now I'm on to the Golem's Eye.
I'll look up the Golem's Eye, but who the fuck is Samarkand?
It's not a person, it's a place. And,
of course. Alright, I don't like...
You know,
I like fiction, but I don't like this fiction.
Oh, it's fantasy. You don't like
whatever.
Fantasy, is that what it is?
Well, I like
you do
fantasy.
Like fantasy.
I do like fantasy. I like the Golden Compass.
Golden Compass, that's
very
right.
Good. But I don't like this stuff.
Why?
Everyone's a wizard.
No, they're magicians.
Whatever. He's a wizard.
He's not a wizard. He's
technically a wizard.
Not technically.
Doesn't have
is
a
there
wand.
Such thing as technically a wizard?
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
Merlin's a wizard.
Yes.
Harry Potter's a wizard.
Yeah.
This guy's a wizard.
No, he isn't.
He totally is.
No, he isn't. And if you read the book, you'd understand.
I couldn't care less about this book.
Oh,
here's the thing. I don't like fantasy novels and all this stuff about Artemis, Bartimaeus, Cartimaeus, Tartimaeus.
It's too much. Too much for what? You're making shit up. Bartimaeus. There's one guy. His name is Bartimaeus. That is his name. He is a demon. He is a spirit. And the magician who summons him is a little boy filled with potential. And he's...
they all filled with potential?
No. This kid is, like, you know, beyond. He's crazy. He's like Luke Skywalker. Except the thing is, in the first book, he's like Luke Skywalker in the sense that he's got all this potential. He's, like, brimming with it. But nobody sees it. Nobody, like, lets it process.
Right. My point is, what story would have the opposite of that character? That is just despondent and, you know, nihilistic and cynical and... Okay, lazy.
What's your point? Your problem with the story is that there's an archetype? Is that what your problem is?
Saying, you're mentioning how the story's like, he's got this potential, Harry Potter. Every story has the main character with potential.
Not necessarily. Not to be amazing and great. Not every story has
Well,
that.
Unless it's like the dude from...
Big Lebowski.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, great character.
Right, but the point is, unless it's them as like the dude who's got like, you know, no aspirations whatsoever, it's always a character who's just got these like huge aspirations and no one letting him out. And here I come, world, look out for me.
Harry Potter didn't have huge aspirations.
Yes, he did.
He just wanted like a regular family. He just wanted parents. He didn't want anything else. And they threw
potential.
That wizardom in his face, and then they threw the fact that he had to save the world in his face.
If he had all this potential and stuff like that, and Dumbledore saw that, and Snape didn't like him, and McGonagall. Professor McGonagall.
Well, just name dropping. You didn't even read the books.
Did read the books.
Did you read all of them?
Yes, I did.
All the seventh?
Do you want me to spoiler alert for
no,
everybody?
No, I don't want a spoiler alert. Go read it yourselves.
No, whatever. Everyone's probably read this book.
I should hope so, but...
All right, whatever. Harry Potter dies, and then, like, he sees Dumbledore in this, like, purgatory situation, then he comes back to life, and... Yeah, I read the book.
Okay, good.
Please.
Good. I'm glad.
All right, good. By the way, could that be... Does every hero have to die and then come back to life?
I think it's kind of a fad right now, actually.
A fad?
Kind of, yeah. I don't think every hero has to die necessarily, but also the other thing that pisses me off is there's no finality of it anymore. Like, in Heroes? Like, come on. Like, think about it. They always kill off characters and bring them back. Like, death is not a finality anymore.
Why would they do that?
Because, and look, Harry Potter, the same thing just happened, like you just said. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the series and I loved how it went, and if you haven't read it, you really should.
Of course they've read it.
But,
except for, like, people like my dad and my sister.
Yeah, I know
people
who haven't
read it.
People
that wait for the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's despicable.
Yeah.
But the point is that,
call us lazy.
Yeah, we do.
Good.
Well, now you made me lose my train of thought.
Your point was heroes and no finality and stuff like that.
Right. Even though, you know, Harry Potter, I'll accept it because it's Harry Potter. The fact is that she's
there's
still...
There's finality in there.
I don't really get that.
What do you
actually mean? He
at the end?
Supposedly died and what came back? Or...
No, but the finality was...
Actually, he didn't die.
Like,
supposedly
right,
he passed out and then some stuff
right.
happened in his head.
Right, but the point is, and they saw Dumbledore and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But the point is, there was finality to that. He killed Voldemort and then
there's
got the
finality
Giddy.
To that, not
yeah.
to his death, in quotes.
Oh, you mean he didn't die?
Yes.
Oh, well, no, you never know the main hero die.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If
oh,
you're
you
going
want...
to do it,
right.
you do it, and then they're dead.
Well, he did. I don't think she did it so that he would die. I think she just did it so that he could see Dumbledore and then get, like, you know, reawaken his, like, you know, his burning desire to kill Voldemort and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although I am not a fan of the fact that they really should not make this a two-part seventh book into two different parts. You know what I mean?
Really? I feel like it's kind of necessary.
No way.
I think it definitely, dude. That book is like 900 pages long.
It is,
and
the
it's
longest
action
of all
packed.
Of, and it is action packed. But
so
can,
much happens.
I know. But
you know,
here's the thing. Would you rather watch a 2.5 hour or like a 2 hour movie, or 2.5 hour movie that's really good, okay? But then wait another goddamn 6 months for then, or probably a year. Let's be honest.
A
it's
year.
Gonna be
it,
a year
it will be a year.
For another 2.5 hour movie, or hunker down, 4 hours.
Hey, trust me. If they made a 4 hour movie, I'd be all for
that's
it.
That's what I mean.
But they're not going to.
That's what I mean. I would pay.
They'll split it up into two parts, release them a year apart, and they'll make a shitload of money.
I know, but I'm saying that they shouldn't do that. They should just do a 4 hour movie. It's like the Titanic.
Yeah.
People watch the Titanic.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And that made, like,
Lord of the Rings was, the last one was 3.5 hours long.
There you go. People do evidently can watch these. I know. They can sit through them. And they would sit through Harry Potter.
Well, it's because Peter Jackson directed the Lord of the Rings movies, and he's one that will go over budget, pay out of his own pocket to make the movie that he's thinking about, you know.
Right. I don't know who, you know, you know what, the directors of Harry Potter, I don't think are very famous, are they?
Well, they're all, it's all been different.
Right, they're all different.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, the guy who's doing them now, David Goyer, I think is, that's not him. I'm sorry, it's not the right guy.
They're never even famous. No. But Peter Jackson's super famous.
Well, Mike Newell's got stuff under his belt. Chris Columbus, he does a lot of kids' movies.
I love
movies.
Christopher Columbus.
He did the first two.
Finding America.
You're an idiot.
What?
Can I just say you're an idiot?
What?
It's the wrong Christopher Columbus. It is not the douche from history. Obviously.
Is that a douche?
Dead. Yeah, he is. He's a douche.
Why is he a douche?
He makes a mistake, stumbles upon a country, brings AIDS and syphilis to this whole thing.
He brought...
He was gay, I'm pretty sure, and he spawned AIDS.
Gay?
He spawned AIDS.
Right.
We remember him years later. He just made a calculation error. And he stumbled upon
everyone made a calculation error in the sense that everyone knew the world was flat. They didn't think there was anything on the other side. Or they thought...
I think they knew it was round at this
point. They didn't think the Earth was flat. They knew it was round. Yeah. They were making globes, but they thought it was a lot smaller.
They thought that there was a direct route from the west side of Europe
to Asia. Well, they didn't think
America
was there.
Yes, exactly.
They thought around the other way would be India.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, understandable, because they didn't know about America.
Yeah.
Well, you know, part of me does want to blame him for calling him Indians, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's just, I'm just a fan of Indians.
Yes.
But, because then it's confusing. I'm like, oh, I'm Indian chicks. And I go, oh, Native Americans? I'm like, no, really Indians. The thing is, though, you blame him for the calculation error? Really? Really? That's what we're doing? Don't turn the phone off?
I hope that didn't.
And he brought smallpox. That's what he brought.
And syphilis.
And syphilis and all those. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he brought beer, which made all the Native Americans alcoholics.
That's very true. And they are to this day.
Well, obviously.
And they introduced him to gambling, which now they still adhere to.
Oh, they love gambling so much.
That was really the only thing we could do to, you know, attempt to, like, apologize for what
other thing are we going to bring? Reparations?
No. That's a bad idea.
It's a very bad idea.
What do you think about that?
I don't want to talk about political stuff.
Okay, fuck it.
We got the, although talking about political stuff.
Right.
Who was that? Is it Nick? Nick was talking about don't let the government give you the swine flu vaccine or whatever.
I don't recall.
Boston guy.
Boston Nick?
Yeah. Point is, why not? You're afraid that the government's going to give you the wrong one or that they're going to put some chip in there to follow you around and stuff?
Maybe.
Here's the thing. First of all, they're already following us around. Let's be honest.
That's very true. Cell phones are just like
cell phones or GPS devices.
And everyone's got a cell phone now.
Everyone has a cell phone.
And I was going to say, it's not even just a cell phone anymore with iPhones and all that other stuff. Like, pretty soon, everybody is just going to be a big blip on a huge globe in some government guy's office.
That's right. And there's no, and the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Please, the amount of pornography I've watched?
Yeah.
And if they're watching 1% of that, they think I'm probably some disgusting human being that only watches pornography.
Well, don't watch it on your iPhone. That's what you need to do.
I'm not watching it on my iPhone.
Good, because it'll probably mess
up. I've tried. Doesn't work.
Anyway, how does that fit into government?
Well, they think that, you know, Big Brother's watching you. Big Brother already is watching you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't get that. They're going to watch you. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You know what I mean? Unless you're going to put yourself in a bunker.
And who's not on Facebook? The government bought Facebook and now monitors it.
They bought Facebook?
They bought Facebook from the guy.
You sure?
I'm positive. It was a big thing about a year ago. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Could you really turn that off?
I just put it on.
It's really quite embarrassing.
I'm very sorry.
I hope you're not offended. I am offended. But the thing...
I don't have to take it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The thing is, though, I don't care. First of all, I don't care that the government bought Facebook.
Yeah, neither do I. I still use it.
Right.
They're going to see me having a great time with my friends. Gonna see some girls that I might have been
drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, but and that's just it.
And is there any terrorist activity going on Facebook?
Probably the reason
Al Jaheed Zakaria is watching.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
This guy on CNN. I should name drop him as a terrorist.
That's fantastic. Well, no, I think that the.
Who cares?
Yeah, I definitely don't care. Obviously, nobody else cares either because I really don't know anyone who stopped using it because of that.
No,
but. You know, the fact is that, yeah, it's, I mean, Facebook is just, it could be used to monitor people, but, like, for what? Unless, I mean...
What can they get from there that they couldn't get otherwise?
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? Yeah, I mean, if you're doing terrorist activity, I'm sure that there are ways it would be found out.
And I'd hope you'd be a little smarter than using Facebook.
I don't think you're writing on somebody's wall.
Worst terrorist.
Anarchist meeting.
Right. That's a terrorist.
Tuesday.
Anarchists aren't terrorists, always.
Terrorist.
That's a pterodactyl, I'm thinking of.
A petri dough?
No.
I just like to say Petri Dill because it actually starts with a P.
It does.
Yeah, Petri Dill. Plus, and you know what else? The little thing from Land Before Time? Guess what his name was?
I don't know.
It was Petri.
Was it really?
Yeah, and he was a little pterodactyl.
I remember those movies. Those were not very good.
Oh, come on.
All right, here's the thing. We got the swine flu vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, I got that too.
And we got it.
Didn't get a free massage, which I was upset
about. Get the free massage. Should have got the free massage.
Yeah, we should
have. And we did get some Jimmy John's, which was okay.
Yeah,
but the thing is, they didn't give me a Band-Aid. Time very upset about.
Yeah, I did get a Band-Aid.
Yeah, we know about that. But at the thing, they were also giving away condoms.
Yeah, lots of them.
All right, now first...
literally, the only time I feel like I got a bushel full of condoms.
There's actually an amount.
Yeah, I know. Bushel. I feel like that's how much I got.
The first time I had sex, when I was 14, the girl made sure we had condoms. Which I thought was very responsible for.
As, it's very responsible.
As unresponsible it was that we had sex when we were 14, it was very responsible using condoms at that age.
Hey, you know, at 14 you started high school. I forget about responsibility.
It's great.
Forget about responsibility. You condoms are really what comes into it, you know, no matter what age.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really, I mean, I don't know why we still don't give condoms away in high school.
There are still schools that practice, you know, the abstinence education. I don't even talk about that.
What a joke.
But,
But here's the thing. The abstinence is the only thing. Yeah. There are people who are... There are kids there who think that the virginity... I'm so hungry. There's virginity, which is only when you pass that plane of the vagina. Once you hit that hymen, you're now no longer a virgin. Meanwhile, they're giving handies, BJs, and anal sex.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a porn star who broadcasts the fact that she's a vaginal virgin, but she's a porn star through anal sex.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Do you know her name?
Aurora Jolie.
Is it really?
Yeah, really.
I'm gonna look her up.
Go for it. She also goes by Nikara. I swear to God.
How awful is
for
that?
Anyone, for you and you,
the listener.
Seriously.
Not the other person in the room.
Right. Well, no, there's no other person in the room.
They
except
don't know
for
that.
You. Except for you. You're right in there with us. The point is that I'm a veritable encyclopedia of porn stars.
That's weird.
I swear it's not any choice that I've made, it's just that I go through so much porn. It really sticks in my head. I mean, if you name one, I've got a face in a picture.
Name your favorite I'm going to name mine, you name yours. Okay, my favorite is Lily Tai. She's got that squirting thing going on.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
Lily Tai is a good one.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah, she is.
You know what I mean?
Mine, I definitely go through stages as far as my favorite goes. Last week, it was a new one.
It's 52 a year.
Cagney Carter.
I've never heard of that one.
She's new. She's a white girl. She's got a great, great body.
Great potential. I'm looking forward
to a lot
of
potential.
Many movies.
Let me see. Another one, an older favorite, Devon DeRay.
I heard of Devon.
She really didn't have much. She did not have much work, but the stuff that she did do was dynamite.
You know what I do like? I like Faye Valentine. She's like a redhead.
Wow. You know, that's one I have not heard of.
You haven't heard of her?
That's true. Faye
Valentine.
You just totally discredited me.
Faye. Totally. She goes by Faye Reagan.
Reagan.
Like Ronald Reagan. Yeah. And then Faye Valentine's is like her other name or whatever. Mm. Redhead, pretty good.
All right. I'm a fan of redheads. Right. There's not very many redheaded porn stars.
No, there's not. Well, there's not many redheads in the world.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame. But... Well, they're always called cherries, so they're never going to want to reproduce if you call them cherries. Or ginger.
I just call them fire crotches.
You can call that, too. That's one of these chicks, though. Yeah. The other thing, though, is who's the one?
The guys are gingers, for sure. The girls are fire crotches.
No, the thing about... Okay, there's Porn Star Awards now.
Yeah.
And that's actually sponsored by, like...
Yeah.
What is wrong with America?
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you
production
what.
Goes into that stuff. People work pretty hard.
But first of all, only like two people work very hard.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest.
They have crews.
Unless, of course.
They've got crews, man. Just like a regular movie.
I'll tell you
now, nobody's writing a story.
There's no story.
No, of course not. But
although
there
I do
are
like when they try. I like when they try.
Yeah, well, it's nice.
You know
it's nice.
Oh, hey, aren't you supposed to be at school right now?
You can pick some of those up from like Hollywood Video and stuff. All right, they got a section just for that, porn with a story.
I just find it uncomfortable when you buy. I couldn't imagine the days when you had to buy porn.
Oh, yeah.
Or like when you had to like rent.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
there are so many shops like up in Wisconsin off the highway.
I can't see
adult
that.
Books. Like,
who buys adult books?
Oh my god, dude, romance novels?
Here's
that
the...
is what women read. It's porn, except it's
but
just
girls
in a book
read
form.
That stuff. No guy reads that. And you don't see a
you
girl.
You can consider Anita Blake Vampire Hunter almost romance novels. They're very trashy. There's very graphic sex scenes depicted.
But why would you depicted? Is it pictures?
No.
Oh,
it's
so this is written. Why would you want to what guy reads that?
I've read a lot of those books.
Really? That's weird.
Why? There
it's
was a lot. There was a lot of action in between those sex things.
Yeah, but it Why would you want to read about sex happening when you can see sex happening?
Because I have a very... What is the word?
Vivid?
Vivid, juicy is what I'm going to use. Imagination.
Don't ever use juicy.
I have a very juicy and your imagination. Okay?
That's weird.
I read a page and it might as well be happening right in my head.
No, I like watching it.
Have you ever beat off without like seeing anything in front of you?
When I was like 12 and I couldn't get porn otherwise.
No, I don't understand. What were you at 12? What the hell would you have to have in your head that you beat off to?
Well, there would be like one time I saw a girl's boob. Yeah. That was amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it was an accident. She didn't mean to. I think she was wearing a bra or her shirt was so low.
That's what you had.
What are you supposed to work with?
See, that to me is sad.
That's sad? Yeah. You're reading books about porn.
Why don't you go beat off to like an infomercial at 3 in the morning?
I did do that.
You know, selling women's garments or something like
that. The classy Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something I did do one time.
What?
I hope my parents are listening to this. I printed out a picture of a Playboy. First of all, this was like back in the day.
Pixels?
No, it wasn't pixels. It was an actual picture. But this was in the day when you didn't have much porn going on. You know, or like it was 56K connection AOL.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This was back in the day when there was no...
Well, you'd have to sneak downstairs at 3 in the morning and your parents are next to you and you couldn't do the dial-up because it was so loud.
Yes. Right. He'd like put like a blanket over
that
thing.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I remember those days for sure.
You're like, shut up, hurry up. At least get on.
Yeah. Right.
And then silent or whatever.
Point.
No. But my parents or my dad would be in like the living room, whatever, which is like two rooms away from where the computer was, and I'd just be like, I'd get on. And one time I tried to enlist my sister. She didn't know I was going to porn, obviously, but I tried to enlist my sister to
Lookout?
Yeah, exactly. Lookout. Uh-huh. And be like, just tell me if he's like waking up or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, she's older than you, isn't she?
1 year. She wasn't much smarter than me. I'm smarter than her.
Okay.
But I don't know what she was thinking or if she thought anything about it, but yeah, I was like, you just look out, see if he's you know waking up or whatever, and I'm gonna go on. And I didn't say porn, obviously.
I got that.
And so I printed out a picture of you did that thing where you copied and pasted into Word or whatever.
This is old times.
You know what I mean? So you copy the photo, you put it into Word, you printed it out.
Black and white or?
No, it was color.
Oh, okay.
And so I had this picture, and then it was maybe two or three months or whatever afterwards that, I was cleaning my room out with my grandmother.
Months later.
Uh-huh. Right? And then I was like, I found the picture in my room before she saw it.
Oh, that's
good.
Like,
oh shit, so what do I do?
All right.
Well, that was embarrassing.
It was extremely embarrassing.
It wasn't embarrassing. It's just aggravating.
I know.
We just had someone knock on the door. And
yeah, if you heard, I'm sure
you heard. She couldn't heard it because we're not going to cover what happened. But someone knocked on the door. Who actually said he was going to. I didn't think he was going to.
Yeah, exactly. He told us about it. We just failed to take precautions. So
yeah,
it's really our bad.
It was our fault.
Point being, you were talking about what happened when you and your grandma were cleaning out your room.
We're cleaning our room. Or we're cleaning my room or whatever.
Yes.
And I don't know why she was helping me do this or whatever, but she was. And then I found the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to throw it in the garbage. So I threw it in the garbage. And then I was missing something or whatever. And then my grandma was like, oh, we'll just go through the garbage. It's like, and so I'm like, I'll take care of it. I got it. And it was literally like one of those sitcoms where like,
she was like, grandma, I'm going to take this.
And then finally she gave it, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh,
I just tied it up and like threw it away. But, what else? Oh, and then one time, as we were heading back from the library, I don't know why we were going to the library, but this was in seventh grade still, so I was probably like maybe 12 or 13. My mom like confronted me about the fact that she found pornography.
That's when I was like 11.
And I came with, I think, one of the greatest excuses. It's probably a shitty excuse now that I think about it, but I at the time, we're walking home, and I'm just trying to, you're just thinking on your feet, you're like, what do I do? And I was like, well, my friends, they dared me to go on the sites and stuff, you know what I mean? I was just like, that. And she's like, well, you know, we're really disappointed. And I was like, whatever. And 2 weeks later, I'm still on the same site.
Yeah, I know. Well, man, my mom found that stuff all the time. She came home one night.
This is back in the day when you didn't know about clearing histories.
No, I'm talking about TV.
I never did that.
No, we used to get like scrambled channels, like,
oh,
you know, whatever. And my mom worked like overnight shifts. So like 10:30 came. And my parents are divorced, so my dad wasn't there. And like 10:30 comes, she leaves. Boom. I'm running upstairs, right. And I turn on.
You hear that dark? You hear the door closed.
But this was at a point where, for some reason, I was so infatuated with porn, but I didn't beat off. Like I just.
Yeah, I find that completely strange.
It was very. Looking back, I'm like, I don't really see.
Did you get a boner?
Yeah, I would just like watch it for hours. I would just like sit there. I was fascinated by it. Point is, I'd fall asleep, you know, with these scrambled chattels on. My mom comes home 5 a.m.
Of course.
Like 2-3 times. Right. And I'm asleep on the couch, probably just still with like probably a raging erection. I'm in my boxers, all right? And she comes in the door, right? You know, 2 or 3 times she comes in the morning. So, Don, you know, those scrambled channels are on again.
Oh, really?
I mean, I had to say, you know what my excuse was? Oh, there's... man, I must have rolled over on the remote or something. She laughed in my face. She was like, yeah, she was like, what? She's like, you didn't roll over. Oh man, what are you talking about?
My hand
was
to hit the controller.
How many things can you say? You're caught red-handed. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Asleep.
Man, I don't know what happened. Maybe Kelly ran downstairs and turned on the channel. Maybe I'm being framed. Maybe I'm being set up.
Maybe
Christmas is just around the corner.
Right. I was actually thinking maybe I did actually say. There was one time. I tell you what. Similar situation. My dad, I think they were looking on my site or my email or whatever. And you know, you get like those spam or whatever. Oh, no. This is in the history.
I mean,
you type in all the stuff in the address bar and stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff.
And this is before when I cleared the history and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it was like Big Black Butts or Big Butts or I don't remember or 8-Ball Honeys, I think it was called. I forget. The point is though, I would actually
All
right, well, that was another interruption.
Yeah, very sorry about that. I had an urgent phone call, and this...
will never happen again.
Yes, it
won't. Even though it will.
Whatever. Sure it will. Thank you, regardless.
All right, anyway. So the 8-Ball Honey... what happened was, I was... Basically, what I did was I said, oh, well, maybe Danielle was going to these sites, or maybe Danielle was on these... And I was like, that's pretty retarded, because no girl would ever go to these sites,
yes,
obviously.
That's what you said to your dad
when
he found out.
Right, exactly. Definitely not what happened.
Maybe Danielle, but yeah, right. Exactly. Now, there's very, very limited options when you're caught.
When you're caught red-handed, I mean, not even red-handed.
Very much so. Like me, at least, you see, because I have a brother who is close to my age.
That's why you're lucky.
Well,
it didn't really
matter because we're sitting there. It was either get in this huge hissy fit and try and foist the blame on each one of us. You know, I could sit there and go, no, Dan, I saw you out the other day. And he's going to say, Dan, what are you talking about, man? I saw you were out this morning. You know
why
what
did
I mean?
You like, for the self
I don't know. I had a different
right, I got
the point. The point is that when my mom went on our computer, you know, years and years ago and saw African Fantasies in the URL bar.
And
she's, she's a closet, not even a closet racist. She's just a racist. She flipped out, and she's like, who's looking at this?
Right.
And me and my brother are just, I mean, we did one of those, like, silent points.
And was it you or your brother?
It was probably both of us, man. We used the same computer. You know, and of course, we had a good laugh about it, you know, a week later.
Right.
After we were healed.
Right.
You
know? Oh, man. See, here's the thing. First of all, that is lucky, I would say.
How is it lucky?
Well, here's why. As long as you're not both in the same room, because you can both if you're in different rooms or whatever, you can feel like, oh well, mom, it's probably, you know, Jason or whatever, and then Jason would just, oh, it's probably Don. And
yeah, but then what's we're in the same house? If she's having that, she's on the warpath that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she is going to go from him to me and back and forth. She's going to sort it out.
Yeah, well, she would eventually sort it out, but that's why you should. Well, here's the thing: I would recommend to all kids to try to spend as little time as they can at their parents' house.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, when you're of it, when you start to feel the need to branch out, go ahead and branch out. Sticking around in those situations is really just bad for everybody. And I mean, your parents will tell you otherwise. They will say, and don't take this the wrong way, okay? I mean, if you're not 18, there's really little you can do about it. But believe me, I totally understand about needing to branch out and feeling, you know, pressured when you're sitting at home and there's no place you can go.
Right.
You know, branch out. There are places you can go. There's stuff that you can get involved in. But if you're after when you're 22 years old and you're, you know, beating off in your mom's basement, fighting for computer time with your little sisters.
On your own computer.
Something's got to give.
Right. But here's the thing. When you're 16 or whatever, or when you're 14 and you're going into high school.
Yes.
And I didn't do this, and I really should have. I didn't do it until later. You got to join something.
Oh, absolutely.
After school.
Absolutely.
Because
extracurriculars are key. And I know you hear this a lot, and sometimes you don't want to, but they're key.
Extracurriculars aren't key. They say it to getting into college or whatever. That's BS.
It does help.
I'm sure it does. But it's key to avoiding your parents.
And avoiding troublesome situations.
Exactly.
Getting involved in stuff and keeping your mind and time occupied is so valuable.
Definitely. Because as long as you're out of the house, they can't yell at you.
Yes, that's
very
true.
And all you do, you're at football practice.
Cell phone? Don't pick it up.
Put
it in the locker.
Definitely.
Nobody
or just turn it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is something very liberating about that. Do that, like, I'm telling you. Like, pick a day.
For a day.
I mean, I did that with camping. My cell phone barely got even any signal, so I just left it out of my pocket for the weekend.
Right.
And let me just say, very few things are as liberating as just being out of touch.
Definitely.
You know, being unreachable. It's so great. So great.
But when you're a kid and you're 16 or 14, all you have to do is just have an extra, whether it's football or tennis, or it doesn't even have to be a sport.
It can be anything you want to.
Anything you want. What you do.
Meet with your friends and watch a movie, for Christ's sake, in school.
Well, even that.
There's movie clubs.
That's fine. But as long as you're out of the house. And then what you do, especially like when you have parents that are like intrusive and stuff, here's what you do. You go home. And you just go right upstairs.
Oh, absolutely.
You just go right. You eat if you have
to. Quick stop in the kitchen.
You just go right upstairs. And you know what you do?
Another stop in the bathroom. And then you
if you need to. And you what you need to install a deadbolt lock. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In your room?
Living in the basement never happened. That basement door can't be locked.
Right.
I can't lock my
I can't do that either with mine. But here's what you do. You install the deadbolt lock. And you know what you do? You can beat off all you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to wait till 4 in the morning.
You don't have to put earbuds in and have one hanging out like
yes.
an idiot. And you know what? If your parents are like violent and raging alcoholics, pop that lock on. What are they going to do? Break through it? Good. Call the cops. Now you have evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
You have a broken lock.
You know what I mean?
And an empty beer bottle.
Parents, stepbrother molesting you and stuff, pop that lock on.
Stepbrother?
If you're a girl.
Ah.
But here's the thing. Girls can't do that stuff.
What?
I don't ever see girls... Yes, they can masturbate. They don't ever put locks on their doors or...
What are you talking about? I know a lot of girls have locks on their doors.
Really?
Yeah.
Your sisters?
No.
There you go.
They should.
I know they should.
No,
from
don't.
You.
I'm coming in. Please. Strangle you in the night.
Right.
No, I've been in the rooms of a lot of girls who thankfully have
really?
Locks on their doors. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't know any that had locks on their doors.
No, as a matter of fact, if the locks hadn't been there, a lot of situations that would have been pretty ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
But, well, first of all, you got caught one time, as you told me one time that you were caught when you were having sex with your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It happened many times. With that particular girlfriend, yeah.
It happened
a few times.
Which is just...
Because
you think after the first time you would figure it out.
Well, we figured it out. It's just that... The problem was that we kind of got addicted to having sex in, like,
getting
public
caught.
Places.
You like getting caught? That's weird.
We didn't like getting caught. We liked the risk of getting caught.
Right. And then, like...
So,
I don't get into that stuff.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're talking, like...
Oh.
I
tried that once. Never worked out. It never worked out.
It worked out.
No, because
great.
I'll tell you what happened.
Times.
We tried it one time in the park. Cops caught us.
Oh.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Well, you gotta pick your locations. You gotta scout them out before you can just do it.
Well, here's the thing. I see all those like amateur videos and stuff, and people are like doing it in the park and stuff. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll try this out.
There's a few parks I guarantee I'd get away with it at. There was a street that me and her.
We went to the same street. Well, not the same street. We went to a street. We did the same thing. We went to the
street.
We called it the dark place.
Yeah.
No street lights.
No street lights
exactly.
on the street. You park
no
in front
there.
Of this family. Dude, we littered the front of this some poor unsuspecting family's lawn with condoms.
Why would you do that?
Not littered it. Okay, it wasn't a choice. It's just every other week
right.
we were there throwing a used
sure
condom on their lawn.
Dad's mowing the lawn. Oh, what is that? Another goddamn Trojan.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's that. I mean, there was a time we were playing hide and seek with our friends in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
You're
having sex.
In what? A tree. In a tree we
did
were hiding.
Andy.
And no, it was head. It
yeah,
was legitimate.
Lovely.
On a rooftop of some abandoned electrical building in the parking lot of the Skokie Public Library. My high school. I don't even want to talk about
you did
that.
In your high school?
Dude, my high school drama room.
Well, that's
during
impressive,
lunch.
Actually.
During lunch.
That is very impressive.
That was awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. There's no cameras?
Racquetball court? No, not
wait,
in the drama
I don't want to miss all the places you guys
I'm sorry.
Your girlfriend.
You get the point, though.
I get
is
the
that,
point, right.
Yeah, you can totally
but
get
but here's the thing.
If you scout it, right?
You know what?
What?
How rarely did you do it actually in your own house? Did you do it all
Oh, often? Yeah.
Really?
Often enough.
Oh, I couldn't. I didn't do that much in my house.
Oh, in my house?
Yeah, in your house. Right?
No, hell no.
I couldn't do it. I did it, like, I think
hell
once
no.
or twice in my house.
Me? My house is, like, there's 8 people there.
You
can, somebody's there at all times.
My house?
Or when I got a dog, that was over.
Well,
when I got a dog, that was it. When I came
get
home.
Get out of here, Sparky.
When I came home, he just... play with me, play with me, play with me. You know what I mean? It's like...
Speaks English?
Yeah, he's smart. Totally. But he still wants attention.
But the thing is, like, you have to be extra vigilant when it's in your own house or whatever. You have to be listening for the cars coming down whatever.
Was the time I told you about when I got caught by my mom in my own house?
I did not hear that. Yeah. That must have been bad.
Oh, it was terrible. It was awkward and it was... Oof. It was just all bad. And I did I tell you about the time I got caught by my brother? Is that when I told you?
Yeah, you told me that.
You see, the times I did get caught in my house.
I do like that one.
Tell
the one about your brother.
My brother. Well, okay. So the point is that I, you know, one night, me and you know this girl are we're going at it in my basement, and I really don't think anybody was home at the time. You know, it's like a weekend, and we're going, and then we just decided for no reason at all to just go into the closet in my room, in the you know, which was the basement, but this room, it's the room I'm sharing with my brother. Mm-hmm. We go into the closet, we're just naked, I, you know, got banging. A condom on, we're banging away. All of a sudden, I hear, I'm sorry, just a little plug.
Everyone knows.
Anyway, I hear the basement door open up, and, you know, he comes down the stairs, you know.
As loud as can be. Yeah, no one's having sex in here, right?
But. Turns on the TV, starts playing Madden. Okay, now there's no short Madden games. Plus, with my brother, I knew this was, you know, he's on franchise mode. He's going to be there for hours. He's going to be there for hours. So, you know, we stopped, you know, we're whispering to each other. We're like, what are we going to do? So instead of, you know, maybe knocking on the closet door, you know, like telling, hey, Dan, kind of busy here. Can I, you know, get dressed, whatever?
Right. Give me 5 minutes.
I wasn't really thinking ahead or anything like that. So what I did was I burst through the closet doors. I opened them. And no, keep in mind, it's pitch black. My brother didn't turn on the lights. All there is the TV, and he's sitting there facing it, playing Madden. I walk out, and he just sees me out of the corner of his eye, and he looks. I'm naked, except for socks and a condom. And I'm trying to tell him what's happening. I got my arms spread. I'm like, Dan, you know, we're... He doesn't listen to me at all. He takes one look at me, and he just starts, no, 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 and he just runs upstairs. Okay, like, I didn't see him for, like, days after
that. I like the idea of you as, like, some kind of weird, like, Sasquatch.
I was trying to say so many things at one time. You just have to be like, okay, Dan. You know, I burst through the door. As soon as I'm out, I start talking. I'm just like, okay, Dan.
Right, surprise him. You're not, like, creaking it.
No, no, no. Looking back, I should have handled it so much better, but it didn't go well at all. And, you know, there's a lot that I've gotten into with my brother that I'm very surprised he still actually talks to me. I have to thank him for that. No,
first time
trust me. Oh, my God. God, there's so many things.
You mentioned having sex on the condom on. When is the best time? I've never found any good time to take off the socks. You know what I mean? It's the worst article of clothing.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're like, you're both pinned down. You take off the shirt, that's fine. Take off the pants, that's fine. Underwear, that's fine. But then the socks, it takes time.
Totally.
Like, you have to crouch over.
The best time, honestly, I would say the best experience and time I've ever, like, had and thought of is while you're already in the process of it. Like,
you have to take it off with.
I was going to say, you strip off the rest of your clothing.
Right.
But, yeah, if you can get the socks off with the pants, do it. If you can't, when you're banging, if you're doing, like, doggy style or something, then there's time to, like, slip them off without her noticing.
Positions.
Yes, without her noticing. That's...
Well, she's usually wearing socks as well, in my case.
Really?
Yeah. Well, your girlfriend isn't wearing socks. Or did she take them off?
If she was wearing them, she took them off.
Why is she not wearing socks?
Flip-flops? Stilettos? Oh, one of those things?
Stilettos?
And heels, dude? Leave those on.
No
please.
Way.
Are
no
you
way.
Kidding Here's me, dude? How do you say
you
no to that?
No.
What is the matter with you? That's the only point of high heels. Why do you think women walk around in those things?
So
to leave
taller.
Them on
no.
when they're banging.
No. Nope.
That is the only reason.
I tell you the only reason is because they're short and they want to seem taller.
No.
Yes.
Maybe for business women. Maybe that's why they wear heels.
Nope.
I refuse.
Their shoulders pads.
Yeah, right. Shoulder pads with their jackets and their football
like
helmets
that.
And fangs.
My mom has those.
What?
The shoulder pads, like the things that make your shoulders seem
bigger.
Yeah, she has those.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
What's the point for
the
women?
The point is just that they seem larger, you know,
I
assume.
Well, all right, that aside, that goofy fact
How crappy are women's shoulders? They're just like sloped.
Okay, I'm not going to say they're crappy, but they're not supposed to have broad shoulders.
But
we
the point
are.
Is, well, when they're in business, they got to seem bigger. And that really hurts.
Can you stop banging the desk, please?
I'm gonna hit the mic.
Oh my God. I'm very sorry.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Point is
that's where the world is. But the
no, leave wait. Your shoes on.
Here's
leave
thing.
The shoes
no,
on. That is
not.
Awesome.
No way.
I can't believe you.
I can't believe you. Why would you? No, you want to be naked as possible.
It's don't get me wrong, I love that and that's fine, but there is something about the act of banging with those high heels
on. Maybe you think you're banging an executive or some kind of stripper, but I'm not a fan of it. And I'll tell you what else. I'm not a fan of...
It's also, listen, it's not a recurring thing. It's occasional.
No.
But...
Never. Crotchless panties, not a fan. Edible panties.
Okay, I'm not a fan of that either.
Anything that is hindering me...
What about a skirt? Have you ever had sex through a skirt?
No.
Oh my God. What is the matter with you? Let me just bring it right back to this. You judge without experiencing.
And how many times am I right?
None.
Almost the time. Paranormal activity. Everything I am right about.
Okay, did you just bring up paranormal? Is that the only example you
There's
have?
There's plenty of others.
I was right about that too, except I just had to go see it and legitimately claim that was
and
right.
And I didn't need to suffer through that.
No, you had to make me go see it and then confirm what you thought.
I didn't force you to go
I didn't see
that
it and everyone else we heard of said it was great.
I would have said they're retards.
Yeah, well, the point is
that... And I would have been right.
No, you wouldn't have been right. Well, no, you would have been right about that specifically.
Thank you.
But let me tell you about this, too.
I am right in every occasion. Okay, here's the thing.
You're problematic.
Here is the point. Why do you want any clothes on? You like it because you like role playing and all that.
No. That has nothing to do with it. Let me tell you why. The best thing about the skirt, at least I think, is that there's just something about it. They can leave it on. You lift it up, you bang, and then they can put it back down and go about their business.
First of all, part of the fact that you have to clean up. You know what I mean? You're both putting clothes on and stuff. Even the last lap at the time.
You can give them an ass slap under the skirt, too.
Yeah, you can do that, too, but this is the point. Then they have to have the panties off, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Okay. I have had fully clothed sex.
That's weird.
Fully clothed.
You mean, like, through the jean hole and stuff?
No, probably not through the jean hole.
Well, there you go.
Through, you know, I've definitely had sweatpants on.
Well, first of all, you only wear
sweatpants. I've had sweatpants. I did it with her. She was fully clothed in this massive Halloween costume. Like, she had, what are those? She had,
What was she?
Fishnet. Fishnet pantyhose. She had these huge heels on.
What is wrong with you?
Dude, you're just missing out is the problem.
No, I'm not missing out.
She had, like, on this goofy makeup. Her hair was all done up. I was just like, I just saw her and I was like, we got to do this now. But we had to go to a Halloween party. So I was like, we got to do this now. And then we went. And you know what the beauty was? We cut down probably at least 10 minutes of getting dressed and undressed.
Well, maybe I like, you know, the act of lovemaking, and I like...
Really?
No, not really. Okay. But the point is, I like the whole process of it.
I think you're full of shit. I think you just don't... You've never allowed yourself to entertain the possibility of
doing that. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Well, I think the day will come when a girl does leave on her heels, maybe because she likes it.
Here's the thing. If she leaves them on... I'm probably not going to say anything because I'm having sex. But the point is, until that time comes, I like them all off.
All
right. I like them all off.
Moving on. I get your point.
I like it.
That's fine. And you know what else? That's fine. If you just like it, that's fine. But I enjoy it. I enjoy just perfectly straight up naked sex just as much as you do.
I like it the most. You get to be on the bed. Here's the thing. Most of my time was spent in a car or on a couch. I only had sex in my bed probably 4 times total.
And see, that's your problem. You can't leave... There's no point in leaving heels on in a car or on a couch either. You have to... I'm talking about a hotel scenario here.
I've never done that either.
Exactly. And that is why you don't really appreciate it.
Maybe I would like the hotel scenario, but I just don't have the time, the effort, the cash.
I know. Exactly. And that's fine. Okay. I did this when I was rolling in it and I didn't have much...
I was rolling in it.
I was an 18-year-old with a great job and no weekend shifts. I and this girlfriend that wanted to bang time. I had
weekend
everything
shifts,
coming to me.
Night shift. I had the night weekend shift, which is just the worst.
Hey, I know. I didn't realize how good I had it. The job paid so well. You know what I mean?
It was great.
Point is that, yeah, you know, one Valentine's Day, we rented a hotel room. We got some DVDs and some McDonald's, and we... Oh, yeah.
The sex stuff.
Hey, when I sprung for the hotel, she was like, I'll pay for McDonald's. And I was like, I don't care.
Right,
damn,
get that special sauce on you.
You know what? No, you know what? She paid for McDonald's. You know what else she paid for? A French maid costume. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, it's great.
It was great.
I'm sure it was.
Probably the best experience I've ever had.
But I'll tell you something else.
What?
I had a girlfriend.
You don't... Yeah, you don't have to tell me. You don't do anything fun. You don't do costumes.
No. This isn't the costume show. I didn't do Valentine's Day with her.
Oh.
I didn't do Sweetest Day with her.
Okay, Sweetest Day isn't real. Sweetest Day is bullshit.
It is bullshit.
When did it come up? Like 2-3 years ago?
What is Sweetest Day? Because, like...
From the radio this morning, I heard supposedly, and maybe it was yesterday morning.
It's supposed to be the reverse. Right, for the guy.
It's the guy's Valentine's Day.
You know what?
Day.
We get Jeff.
We don't, well, even so, we don't want a Valentine's Day.
No, we
Day.
Don't.
What the hell? I don't even like taking gifts from girls on my birthday and Christmas. Why would I want them to give me candy and flowers October?
I'll tell you what I want. I want a handy, a BJ, and then...
handy.
I like saying handy. You like saying handy?
Well, handy's fun to say. But I,
a BJ.
You know what else? They're a perfect waste of time. Hand job. Hand job is a waste of time.
Well, you don't like it.
I can go beat off and I'll do it better.
Well, yeah, but this is the point. The point is someone else is doing it for you.
And they're doing it sucky.
That's obviously sucky. That's the hand part. That's not sucky.
The point is, it's
a blowjob joke.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, here's the thing. We don't want that as guys, right?
No. My hand job?
No.
Sweetest day. Sorry, yes. Right. We don't want sweetest
day. And you know what? I'll tell you what. When it comes down to Father's Day, I'm not going to want that either. Spending time with my kids. And just getting gifts. Here's what I want. I want to sleep in.
Yeah, that's what Father's Day essentially is.
It usually isn't.
No. That's what my stepdad gets to do. He doesn't. He didn't let this year. He didn't have to go to work, so he slept in and he just got to grill and watch like a baseball. And nobody bothered him to do anything. That was it.
That's what I want. Then I want your dad because my dad. It's like
that
you
was
know,
it. It was like it's Father's Day. We didn't have to get him anything. Like I got my real dad a card. You know what I mean? I got my dad a card.
I don't want
a
card.
I called him.
I don't want a card or a call. I just want to be left alone. You know what I mean? I just want to have sex with my wife. Or my girlfriend or whatever at the time, and then that's it. I don't want any of that, you know, oh, let's plan out this extravagant day. That's what women want.
Of course it is. That's what women want.
That's what you do for Mother's Day.
It's extravagant. Oh, don't even bother. It's a hassle. It's stressful.
If I could go through life with as little hassle as possible, I'd be so much happier. You know what I want? I want my life to be like going through the airport. I want to go with minimal stuff.
Yeah, but there's so much opportunity for waiting and like whole. Well, you're waiting in line at the airport.
No, not that part. The part where you go through security, where all I have on me.
Such a pain in the ass.
No.
Security.
The point is, I want to go with minimal stuff. I want to have my phone, my iPod, and my wallet.
You have to take all those out of your pockets to go through security.
But my point is that you're trying to be as minimal as possible when you go through security.
Yes.
I want it to be my life. Oh. Okay. I don't want...
Go be a hermit. It can be your life.
No, because you have to go shopping and you have to do all those stuff. Yeah. And you have to hunt for your own food and
as
stuff.
As a hermit?
As a hermit, you have to go...
hunt for your own food.
Right. I want to be able to go just shop. I think maybe I'm just super lazy and it's this modern age and stuff.
I'm definitely super lazy. If we could revert... I'm going to say this over and over again. If we could revert back to like Middle Earth time... Okay, Middle Earth
what
is
What's wrong
Earth.
With you? You said that before, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? I will say it again.
Because you want Middle Earth, but...
You know what else would be good? The Renaissance would be a nice time to live. But even so, it seems like there was a lot going
on then.
Yeah, that too. It just seems like there's a lot of weird stuff going on then.
Yeah.
The Middle Ages... Not
it was a terrible time to live.
I don't care. It would have been so simple. I could be a blacksmith, and that's all I'd have to worry about. Every day I wake
up,
I go to the forge, and I trade product with the butcher, and I get a nice steak.
And you know what?
And trades.
It was a hard life, but it was good.
It was so easy.
And you know when you're done with the work.
Your world is your town. I don't have to worry about what Obama's doing.
No.
I don't have to worry about, you know, the outbreak of AIDS in Indonesia. I don't have to worry about this Japanese kid that made a new app on the iPhone, and she's only 9. I don't have to worry about any of that shit. All I have to worry about is that my
banging
kid,
that sword.
Bang
in,
away.
Right. And then banging your wife.
Exactly. And right. then in between, I get to eat and maybe make small talk with the, you know, leather tanner. You know?
Man, that leather.
Really reeks
making
over
that,
here.
Making that
I really
sword,
wish
huh?
wish you would move to the other end of the village. I'm going to bring it up at the next town meeting.
Right. And there's no town meeting.
There's no town meeting.
But yeah, that was a simple... And you know what? All right. You're going to have Banana Republic.
Yes.
And you have to do those, whatever thing, where you count all the stock and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? I tell you what, you go up higher in the ranking. No, I'm telling you, if you go to your job, your boss's job,
yes.
You know what he's doing? He's going to like meetings about like, how are we going to increase this product?
Yeah.
But it never ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it never ends.
There's always a new stock shipment. There's always a new sale going on.
It's very
all
true.
This other stuff.
As a stock, I mean, like it's obnoxious and it gets to me. You know, it's just little things. Like they get to everybody, you know? Like I don't like this aspect of my job.
Right.
It kind of sucks. But, in comparison, I have very little to worry about.
Right.
All I have to worry about is when getting in shipments, folding up clothes, and making sure the back room.
Right. I work at the airport, and all I have to do is bring stuff. I have to sell things, or whatever,
yes.
And I have to bring stuff to the plane or whatever. But my bosses are like, you have to increase stuff. Exactly. You have to, we want you to upsell stuff. Oh,
yeah. Cross up. They say that stuff to me all the time, too. And it's just
I never do any of that.
Hell no.
Here's what I do. They ask, if the customer asks me what I want, I'll tell them, or what they want, and like an idea for like a present. I'll be like, here, this is good bourbon, and this is good stuff. And that's it. And that's all I do. I'm not going to go, well, if you're getting this, why don't you get this as well?
And that's what Banana is full of, dude. That's what pays their bills. I know. People need to do that stuff. Otherwise, they get...
Because here's the thing. If people want something, I'm not going to try to... I don't want to convince people to get something that they don't even want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's part of retail, though.
I know. And that's what your job is supposed to be.
That's
why
I hate...
You're supposed to be trying to convince... And that's what... I don't want to be bothered. When I go to Best Buy or whatever...
You know what you want. You know what you're going in there for.
Exactly. And if I don't, all I want someone to do is go, oh, do you need any help? And I go, no. And then I'd be left alone for the rest of the day. I don't want to be someone, oh, so do you need any help? No, I'm all right. All right, thanks. And then some other jag off comes by.
Yeah.
Right, and then that computer.
And then the minute you do say, "How about that? You know, how much is this, or what is this?" They'll go on about what deals they're having. They'll go on about you know, what would go. I mean, and I'm just talking about Banana. I mean, this applies to all retails, but you know, at Banana specifically, they'll go like, "Well, this would go great with that. Why don't you get this? Oh, here's a cute outfit." And before you know it, you know, these women are spending $500, and they're just like, "Well, you know, the guy there was suggesting all this stuff," and it's like you go home and what happens? You wear it like twice,
and you throw it away, or you just keep it in your closet. And you know what else? I think here's why: women, when they shop, if you ever notice, women shop always in groups and stuff, and so then.
Most of the time, they shop with someone.
With someone else, right, exactly. Yes. And so what happens is, I think, women become trusting of others' opinion, and women become trusting of others. And so, like, I work at Duty Free, and I don't mess with the...
Where you work?
Duty Free. The point is, there's, like, a makeup and perfume section, which I try to avoid, like, a no man's land. Like, which a real no man's land, by the way. It's another pun joke, which I know you're a fan of.
Yeah.
The point is, the girls who work there with me, they always like, oh, you know, this one's really popular. And it's not popular. You know what happens? They get money for that one.
Of course.
They get $3 or whatever when they sell that one product. Yeah, it's not more popular.
And the thing is, I mean, like, I'm sure that there are women out there who do factor that in. Like, when you go into one of these stores, you have to understand that the people that are selling these to you get paid based on what they're saying to you, based on what you buy.
Right.
And that, I mean, they can say, oh, you know, I'm just helping you out. It affects everything that they do.
And even if they don't,
yeah,
you know what? They're hoping that they're managers watching them sell stuff.
Exactly. When, I mean,
so if they're not working on commission, they're probably working and hoping that their boss watches them sell.
Right. But I mean, like most of these places, there is commission involved when you sell stuff. And or that is at the root of why they're suggesting this stuff to you. I mean, it doesn't look that great. They're trying to land the sale.
Yeah, of course. That's all they're trying to do.
And that's what you need to remember, okay? Did I come in here to buy this outfit? No. Am I really going to need this? Is this something that I wanted for myself? No.
Which no one ever does.
Don't let people talk you into that stuff. This, again, here, right here is a big problem with why there's all this credit and stuff. Yeah. People rack up this, you know, money on or debt that they on stuff that they don't really need.
When's the last time you went shopping?
For myself?
Yeah.
Actually, all right. Well, I did go to Old Navy last week because working at Banana gives me a discount. And for 1 week, we got even more of a discount.
My point is, though,
it had been a long,
long
time.
But my point is, not only that, did you go in with a list of what you wanted?
No. You knew
what you wanted.
Yeah, I knew what I wanted. I didn't go in.
But I'll tell you what, you probably bought something else you didn't even think about.
Yes.
There you go. I don't write down a list either, but a list is so essential when you go shopping that no one ever does.
Yes.
I mean, you go
grocery shopping.
You have a list of things that you want, but you also tack on other stuff. You know what I mean? That you didn't think about. You're like, I wanted that, but I didn't think about it. I mean, no one sticks to a list anymore.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Unless you're on a budget or whatever and unless you're smart and poor.
Right.
But most people are dumb and poor.
Exactly. Let's be honest. I was going to say, if they're smart, they don't stay poor for very long.
Right. You know? And or they're poor and they're just trying to rack up dough until they can get back up. But most people are dumb and poor.
Yes.
Or they're dumb and rich and then they become dumb and poor.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
bad habits.
That's the worst part is that the dumb poor are the ones that continually are poor. And then their kids are poor.
Yes.
And their kids are poor. Yeah. And you know what? They're having more kids than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Because they either don't think about or they can't afford or they just don't trust condoms. Or birth control.
Maybe. But I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. I mean, hey.
That's it. That's the only thing. That's one of those three things.
Hey, don't be an idiot. My family has a crap ton of kids.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, we didn't
have your mom's Catholic.
They're both Catholic.
And they ain't fans of condoms.
No, they're not.
There you go.
But, yeah.
There it is.
I got nothing.
There you go.
I got no counter argument.
That's right.
But, well, no, I mean, what's it called? My dad was 19 when I was born.
Well,
what do you think happened? You know,
he
wasn't
wearing a condom.
Well, regardless, whether he was or whether he wasn't, point is that, you know, let's go with the fact that he wasn't, okay?
Because,
what? My mom gets pregnant. They're both Catholic. You know, abortion's not an option.
We gotta get married.
Yeah, so they do, and they get married. But what? They have 6 more kids. Why?
I don't know why. They should have stopped after the second.
Well, they didn't.
Right. I know.
They didn't. And then as soon as the 6 ones are born, boom, divorce. And then what happens? My dad goes, has more kids.
He's married again. Your franchise.
Pretty much. Right. He could definitely start a football team with all of us.
He probably could. And you know what else? Now he's got to pay child support. He has to go through that messy divorce.
Not for me and my brother anymore, though.
Not for you anymore, but your sisters or whatever. And you know what else? You got to pay for the divorce. And how much emotional damage does it cause on those kids?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
The fighting beforehand, the divorce itself, the time where, like, you know, they're like, tell your dad that I'm not, and they never talking to each other, never in the same room together. And you're just like, oh my God.
It was
awful. Listen,
I'm not going to, you know, sit here and complain about, like, you know, divorce is hard. I mean, like, half of, like, America goes through divorce.
This doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right. I'm just saying as a matter of fact, my point was that even though America, you know, half of America does go through it, it is a little traumatizing.
Yeah,
for
it's
like,
hugely traumatizing.
There's no way around it. Like, the fact is that you can, either way, things happen because of it with those kids.
And
they all develop differently. They start to develop, I want to say, like, they definitely, you can be, like, me and my family, like, my brothers and sisters, we definitely, I want to say we got close eventually because of it, but to tell you the truth, while we were going through the whole thing, our family was like a minefield.
Right.
Like, everybody stayed away from each other.
Right.
Nobody knew what was safe zone. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody because that might piss this person off, this might piss that person off.
It's one of the worst. I don't know if it's one of the worst things, but it's a terrible thing because you then have to rely on one parent, and then, like, that parent's always trying to one-up the other parent or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't even say that happened too much, but it was definitely kind of, it was a little bit strange because, like, for instance, my dad worked during the day.
Right.
We all went to school. It wasn't that big of a thing.
Right.
My mom didn't, you know, so she was at home,
right,
and that was her time. They split it up that way. She was there during the day, and she worked at night. Like,
right,
I told you, she'd go at, like, 10:30, but she would leave the house when my dad came home at, like, you know, 6, 7 o'clock.
Right.
So my dad's there at nights, all right? But then, you know, after a while, different stuff started to happen. I don't even know. But the point is that, like, the arrangement was always very strange. Dad's here half the day. It was like sun and moon type of thing, you know? It's like,
and think about it for the kids. Now they've had two parents who they think are, you know, just loving each other so much, and then all of a sudden they start not loving each other.
It definitely distorts your perception of what a relationship is
supposed
to be like. Yeah, I don't even, I mean, look at me. Like, I can't.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot, and I can't even hope to be in any healthy relationship ever for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be chaotic. It's going to be filled with a lot of yelling at each other and all this other kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the kind of, and you know what? The girls who are in the relationship, those are the guys they're attracted to, and the guys become those kind of guys who are chaotic and...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
So, that's what's going on in your future, buddy.
Yep, yep.
I'm looking forward to it.
God damn it.
So, wait, here's my point. I was reading on the... you ever see the Idiocracy movie?
I never saw the movie. I saw part of it back in the day.
I'm a huge fan of it.
Really?
People hate it.
Yeah, I've heard.
Because
I've heard nothing
about bad things.
Oh, what's that guy's name? Mike, the guy who did the movie. He did Office Space, and he did Extract, and he did Idiocracy.
I forget his name. I don't know his name.
Okay. Well, the point is that those are his three movies. Mike Judge, is that what it is?
Probably.
Mike that's Judge, something that like that. I think that's right. But the point is that the guy who did Office Space, he did Idiocracy and Extract. Haven't seen anything except Office Space, which I adored.
Yeah.
And still watch to this day.
But here's the thing. Idiocracy... It's the basically Idiocracy theory is that the more dumb people have, the people in the lower end of society or whatever, the
intellectually,
that and in terms of poor, have less kids, right? And let's say they have 2 kids, and all the upper middle class people or whatever have 1.8 kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then that continues on, and eventually you've got a smaller number of the people who are upper middle class and a larger number of the dumb and poor.
Yes.
The point of the Idiocracy theory is that the people who are in the upper should be having more kids. Not 8 kids,
right,
not 12
but more
kids,
than 1.8.
But more than 1.8. And the thing is that the 1 point, or the two, they should be having 2 kids, or the thing is also that they should be, the 1.8 that they're having should be matching in terms of the way that they're actually affecting society. Compared to that 2 that the poor is having.
What are you saying?
In the sense that you, if you're in the upper middle class or whatever, and you're having the 1.8 kids, you should be training those kids to be driven, smart, and the
everybody should be training their kids to do that.
Yes, but you should be doing that, and here's why: you should be doing that specifically, and you should be having the kids because you want to affect the world in a good way.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you have the.
So you're saying the poor dumb shouldn't have any kids.
I really believe they shouldn't. I mean, first of all, Planned Parenthood, the lady who started it said she thought the wrong people were having kids, and I completely agree. I mean, it's granted that maybe was her main reason, and they've developed into other stuff.
Right.
But she's totally right. The wrong people are having kids.
Well, I against my better judgment, I actually not my better judgment. I against most of my feelings, I actually kind of agree with you. It's the fact is that like back in the day, I would everybody can have a kid, everybody can get married. It's right. Great. The Catholic thing, that's just it. You have sex, you reproduce, you have kids, you have a family. It's great, and that's just it.
Right.
The way the world is right now,
we have a huge population problem,
and most of I want to say a big percentage of the population is in China and in India or Indonesia and stuff, those kids are born poor, and even if they are smart and able, capable,
where are they going to go?
They're not. That's never ever realized. Right. Any potential that they have is snuffed out because of the situation that they're born into.
Where can you go?
So it's like it really does fall on the responsibility of the well-off as far as intellectual and money goes. Mm-hmm. Like it is their responsibility, I feel like, to birth and train the next generation of kids.
Yeah, and the well-off should be training and birthing the best
definitely do feel like if you do not have the financial ability to put your kid in not just a good, not just muddle through, but I'm saying – put your kid in a better situation than you were growing up.
Right.
I feel like you shouldn't have the kid.
Or the same or better, I would say. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You strive to always have like a better thing for your kid. But here's the thing. When you have parents who are like, who are having eight kids, you now have to split up. Let's just say four kids. You went from having all of your attention onto one kid to now one-fourth of that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You now have to split up in between four kids. How are you going to do that?
But there is something to be said for having a big family. I'm telling you, it's a different mentality.
It's a different world.
And coming from it, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love my brothers and sisters.
But I wouldn't have it any other way with having one kid.
You have a sister.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Well, that's the way you were brought up.
I wish he was a brother.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. I would rather have just one.
Yeah. I have plenty of friends who are only children.
Yeah.
They're lonely.
I don't want only kids. I want two kids.
Two kids.
Maybe three.
Two kids is fine. And I will say, having a lot does make things like so much more difficult. But like
In terms of the parents,
you learn
for the
different
parents.
Thing. Yeah, for the parent, hell yeah, it's hard, but like you learn different things as a kid in a big family.
Like what?
Like hierarchy. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, the biggest kid is the best kid, and he has the most power.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Really?
My brother was more scheming than I was growing up, and I was bigger than him.
Scheming?
I want to say more cunning. Okay, he was more wily. I was bigger than him growing up. He's bigger than me now.
Right.
Oddly enough, my brother, that's a year and a half, younger than me.
Right.
He is bigger than me now,
right.
Big time. And so now things have reversed. But growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I could beat the crap out of him whenever I wanted to, but the point is that most of the time I did not, because that's just not the type of guy that I was. But he learned to
avoid you.
No, he learned to get at me through non-physical
mind games.
Yes.
Where did I leave my keys? The game is working.
The game is afoot. No, right. And it's what's,
boy,
what's also
beating
funny
me up has finally come to fruition.
What's also funny is that my I have two younger half brothers.
Right,
they are. My dad always says this. They are almost an exact mirror image of me and my brother. My
but your dad,
the older one, yeah, it probably is. The older one, I think they're almost a year and a half apart,
right.
As well. The older one has gotten very big. Mm-hmm. He plays football. He's got a lot of mass to him. Not
smart.
Very, very. Genuine. Sorry, is the word
okay.
I'm trying to say. Very genuine. Very nice. Not very bright. I mean, he's smart.
He's a simpleton.
He's always asking questions. He wants to learn. He just doesn't get stuff as quickly.
Just doesn't get.
Joey, the littlest one,
right.
The youngest kid in the family, also the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, very small. Like, he's always been tiny. This kid went to day camp. He is now like seven. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He went to camp like a year ago in the summer. He left the house with like 10 Warheads that my dad got. You remember Warheads? Those candies, yeah. Very sour. Put a hole in your mouth, right. Because you keep putting them, yes, in the same spot. They're like mouth tobacco for, yes, kids.
They're really.
The point is, he leaves. Sour. My dad got a big value pack of them when he went on a business trip somewhere. Comes, right, back. Joey goes, loads his pockets with them. He gets like 10, 15. Comes home from camp with $30.
Not bad.
The kid is an entrepreneur. I mean, I swear to God, he is, and he has learned. I mean, obviously, he was born with, like, you know, he's smart, but he has learned through, like, behavior of the family how to
scheme,
like,
and sell to people. And
I don't want to say sell to people, so, but definitely
another,
to scheme.
Great, we got another Bank of America executive with your brother.
Well, he'll be able to make money for himself
with Lehman Brothers and whatnot.
Sure. No, he's not a Lehman brother. He's a Kleppen brother.
And the point is that he's going to be like a bank executive, just ripping.
No, he's not going to be a bank executive. He'll probably be a con artist, is what he'll probably, great, be.
That's what you're raising, is con artists.
I can't tell you how proud I am.
Why would you want a con artist as a kid?
Oh, he's not my kid. He's my brother.
Whatever, but your dad.
Why would I want him as a brother? Let me tell you why. There are so many advantages to having a con artist as a brother. Wait, I would be able to get in and out of so many situations.
But here's the thing. He's going to be a con artist, and he's probably going to use you. As
he'll probably con me.
Yeah, he's probably gonna con
me. And he'll probably use me, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably gonna use your social security number and.
No, he probably won't do that stuff, because we're family, and that's just how that works. But.
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you something. He is going to start, like, Ocean's 15, okay, and I'll be in his crew.
You're not gonna be in his crew.
I'm going to be in his crew.
Not gonna be in his crew.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's gonna happen. I have a problem with people going, oh, that's family, whatever. All I hear in terms of.
Sorry, go ahead.
Of everybody is. Family is the most important thing. You gotta look out for your family. You can't choose your family. That's the one. You can't choose your family. Exactly. I don't like not choosing my family. I wish I could.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, oh, well, you know, family's the most important thing. You're born with them. You die with them. Your blood and all this stuff. Fuck that.
Let me just say, I think. Well, no, go ahead. What else?
I'll tell you what. I don't like the fact that you were not able to choose your family. I think you should have been able to choose your family. And granted, that doesn't make any sense in the terms of, yeah, you choose your family. But you know what?
There's like a big video screen when you're a baby and you're just like up in heaven and you can just like, you know, scroll through. Once you see like the video that you like, you're just like, yeah.
Right, I like that. But the point is.
Then I don't think anybody would go to poor families.
Would go to poor families, which might be a good thing. But no one. People need to write off their family more often.
Oh, yeah.
People are not able to rile the family. They're like, oh, yeah, I feel so bad. My dad, you know, he molested me, but I feel. Fuck that. Never mind the fact that he molested you. If you don't like your family, write them off. Done. And I know you have a problem with that because you're a big fan, blah, blah, blah.
I do have a problem.
Write them off. Screw them all. If you don't like them, write them off. And I think people need to be able to do that more often. And people are like, well, you can rely on family.
What happens when you get into trouble?
You have friends for that.
Your friends become when you rely on them when you get in trouble?
Well, that's what I mean. If they become your family, that's fine. Yeah. But I want your. I wish people would be. That's the thing that is good about friends. You choose your friends.
Essentially.
Yes. Right. You choose your friends, and granted,
and
maybe
they
it's,
become your family.
That exactly. Kind of that's fine with me. But the family you're born with, you didn't have any choice in them. You shouldn't. You should.
You're
be able
right,
to write them
but
off.
They brought you up for 18 years
and
longer in your and I cases.
Thank you.
Your and I.
Our cases.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for that, but if you raise them in a crappy household, that's no benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have been raised in a crappy household, but all I hear is people who like talking about how much they love their family and stuff, and I'm just like, write them off. Fuck them.
If they love their family.
No, no, no. If they love their family, but their family is, you know, you know, rife with problems and, you know, debt and people conning them and all this other kind of stuff, write them off.
Well, I look at Arrested Development. Fantastic show, right?
And you know what? Michael's...
How many times did he try and write him off? And he never could he?
But he couldn't. And I was like, well, first of all, life should be a sitcom.
The show ended.
Right, the show would have ended very fast. But you know what? He was talking in the very first episode, this is Michael's family. And why is he smiling? Because he's never going to have to see these people ever again.
Yes.
That's what everyone should do if they don't like their family.
But he always had to come back, didn't he?
Because it was a sitcom. And
No. But that's the reason. Why was it such a great sitcom?
Because they're all ridiculous.
Yes, they are ridiculous. They're all great characters. But
and the writing
that,
was great.
Yeah, the writing was great. But that premise right there, this guy with, you know, a legitimate, very funny, very capable guy.
Yes.
Has this really ridiculous and shitty family.
Yes.
Constantly dragging him down.
Yes.
Yet even he can't write them off.
That's not what the
premise. There is truth to that.
Yes.
There is truth in real life to that, and that is why it appeals to so many people.
No.
Which, if you haven't seen Arrested Development, you have to see it.
It is one of the best shows of all time.
I have to agree with you there.
I mean, the writing is great. The actors are great. Everything is great. I can't stress that much. I would have Arrested Development parties.
You're practically like wetting yourself right now with excitement.
I'm gonna go home and I'm probably gonna watch Arrested Development
and beat off, no doubt.
I'll probably beat off Arrested Development, beat off again under the sandwich. You know what I mean?
Sandwich.
It's called a meat sandwich.
Nice.
Thank you. The meat is my penis, by the way.
That's gross. That's gross. Speaking of time.
No one mentioned time at all.
We did. You said greatest of all time, Arrested Development. All
right, fine. I'll give you that. Time. All right, I'll let you make the segue.
Good. But right. We're out of it. So.
We're out of time, and that was been third?
It was our third.
Third. I can't even tell anymore.
I know.
It's the third episode, and we will be putting this up very soon, of Avoiding People.
Yeah, so this is on avoidingpeople.blogspot?
.com. For now.
For now.
Right.
It will be changed, but...
For now, avoiding people.
Yeah, this is where,
and you can email us.
That's right.
At avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
There you go, and we'll answer any questions you got. We will dispose of any.
Any hate mail would not be read on the air.
Yeah, so not on the, not on
that
the air.
That is rude.
We'll read it, and it'll definitely maybe darken our day for a little bit. But
yeah, probably.
Well, actually, I don't really think so. I think I'll probably get a good laugh.
Because I might have some very good points.
But anyway, please email us. We would love to hear from you. And until then, this has been Avoiding People with.
Don
and MJ.
We're still doing the reverse thing, which I don't get. Don't wink at me.